See you all. I think I know most of you, or at least I did. Your kids, you must feed your kids. They're growing up, and I don't, it's like I know what family they're in, but I don't remember their name. So it's like, are you that old already? Wow. So I feel like it wasn't very long ago I was here, but I was here a year and 9 months ago. So it's good to be back with you. I live in a small town, Port Alberni, on Vancouver Island, and there's 15,000 people, so it's good to come back to Saskatoon to get my city fix. It's beautiful with mountains, but I miss the big cities. Pastor said, my name is Ann Reed, and I work for an organization called the Wilderness Retreat Society, also called Adventure Learning Ministries. We tried to modernize the title a little bit. And I work with First Nations kids, mostly girls, in Port Alberni, B.C. During the week, I meet with 14 to 17-year-old girls on Monday night. I meet with a group of young moms and their little kids on Tuesday night. I meet with 9 to 11-year-olds. They take a lot of energy. On Thursday afternoon, and I've got a discipleship group of two girls that are older. What are they, 15, 16, on Thursday night. And those two girls are committed Christians, and they want to grow in their walk with God. All the other groups have some Christians and some non-Christians, so it's part evangelism, we're teaching Bible, teaching Bible. So the Thursday night group is really fun because here's some kids that really want to know God. They want to memorize Scripture. They want to read the Bible, and that's just a delight for me to be there and see them, hopefully that group will grow as the years go by, as more and more kids come to know the Lord and come to really want to follow Him. In the summer, I work at a camp. Well, our organization sponsors a camp for First Nations kids. I have been to Manitou Lake Bible Camp, and I encourage you to go and work in the kitchen. I did that several times while I was here, and it's great fun, except for the time that I put brownies in the oven and they exploded all over, and I was up till 11 o'clock at night cleaning the oven. But other than that, it was really fun, and it's a great opportunity to get caught up with Seth Briggs and see what he's doing out there, so it's fun. So hopefully, but if you don't want to go cook there, we have a camp that we need cooks, so... And there's mountains out there, so, it's prettier. Well, I can't say that. There's certain beauty about Saskatchewan that I miss, so there we go. So that's what I do in my normal life. On Tuesday, I leave to go back, and on Friday morning, I'm going to leave and go to camp for 4 weeks. We have work teams coming to get the camp ready, and then in June, we have 3 weeks of kids' camps. And then in August, there's a fish camp fundraiser where we raise money from fishermen. They come and stay, and we feed them and put a roof over their head for the night. And the money we make from that fish camp goes into our camp the next summer, kids' camp the next summer. Let me tell you one story about Abigail. Is everybody awake? This is a very confusing story, so just see if you can follow this. This is what God does to bring people to Himself. Over here we have this woman named Abby, and she has a boyfriend named Tim, and they have a daughter named Janie. Well, then something happens and they split up, so Tim marries Becky, and Tim and Becky have 3 daughters. Well, then Abby gets together with another guy, and they have a daughter named Abigail. Well, at some point, Abigail needs to be in foster care, and I'm not sure what happened there. But who takes her in? Becky and Tim take Abigail in for foster care. And Becky calls me. Becky's 3 daughters come to my groups. And Becky calls me and says, I've got another girl the same age as Tamia. Could she come to your group too? Her name's Abigail. I said, sure. So Abigail comes to my group. Well, right away, I can tell. I just start talking. We're going through the Old Testament with that group, and I start telling a Bible story, and she starts waving her hand around. She says, I know that story. I know that story. And she proceeds to tell me the whole story with all kinds of detail. I'm like, how do you know that story? She says, I don't know. Somebody gave me this kid's, she's 9, right? Somebody gave me this Bible. I think it's the way she described it. I think it's a toddler Bible, okay? She said, I read it cover to cover. And she, I don't know, she must have photographic memory because she knows all the details of every story in that book. I don't even want to call on her anymore because she'll take 10 minutes to answer the question because she goes through all the details. It's, I mean, like, wow, wow, like, where did this come from? So she's not a believer yet, but boy, she knows the stories, and she's never been to camp. She's really excited about going to camp today, this summer. Pray for Abigail that she would come to know the Lord soon, because she is ready. She is ripe fruit, ready to drop, you know? Then I found out that from somebody else that her mother sort of was involved in some church for a few years when they were younger. And I see, wow, God works through families. And there's another, this one girl that's in my discipleship group on Thursday night. Her mom and two aunts came to our camp for years when they were kids. And then I find out her grandmothers live right across the water from our camp, and they would come and talk to the director of the camp frequently. God works in families. If you ever get discouraged about praying for some members of your family who are not believers, God is working there. I just know God is working there. God works through families. So pray for Abigail, and don't be discouraged about your families. Thank you so much for all your support. It's just so encouraging to see and to hear that you're praying, and I so much appreciate your financial support. In this time, during this economy, times are tough, but you guys are so faithful, and I so appreciate that. So thank you for giving me a few minutes here. I miss you all, but it's good to see you today. Thank you.